Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about names given to Jesus Christ. Thinking about this week as the week when we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ. And again, I'm very blessed that we in this country have the freedom to celebrate the birth of Christ. I know that the world is full of sin and wrong motives and wrong ideas and Santa Claus and everything else around this time of the year, but praise God, we as God's people have the opportunity to celebrate the birth of Christ in a right way. And praise God for that freedom that we enjoy. There are many countries in this world that it's illegal to even think of doing that. And so we are blessed, and I praise God for that. Well, we've been talking about names that were given to Christ, speaking specifically from the prophet Isaiah, when he prophesied the coming of the Messiah, the Christ, our Savior. And the names there were Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so we've been talking about some of those names this week. And today, I want to talk about the name, the Mighty God. The Mighty God, that was the name given to Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And the Mighty God, as a name given to him, is certainly in accordance with other verses in the New Testament. And it's very significant that he was given that name, the Mighty God. In John, the Gospel of John, in the very first verse, it says this, in Gospel of John, chapter 1, the first verse. In the beginning, that was in the beginning of time in creation, was the Word. The Word here is Christ, Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now that's interesting. Here the writer is ascribing to Christ as being with God and was God. Now, I can't explain all those things in full. For sure, we have to believe those by faith. But here we see Jesus was with God, and he was God, or is God. He was with God. He was God. He created the heavens and the earth. All things were made by him, it says. Well, Jesus also said in his prayer in John chapter 17, he said, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Implying here that, and praying that we as his people would be one with him as he is one with God his Father. Now, again, Jesus and God are one. As part of the Trinity, they are two separate beings, and yet they are one. And again, I can't clearly explain everything and every aspect of all these things, and yet we believe it in faith. Just as we, you and I, are human beings, and we are one person, we are yet very much a body, soul and spirit, and each of those is a separate part of us. I am a man, and I have a physical body, and yet I have a soul, and I have a spirit. I'm one. I mean, when people see me, they see my body, and yet I have a spirit that lives. When my body dies, my spirit will return unto God. But I have a spirit, a soul, and a body. I'm made up of three parts, very distinct, very separate parts, and yet here I am as one. And Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit make up the Trinity, and yet they are one. And again, I don't know how I can explain all of those things, and yet we believe it in faith, do we not? Well, Jesus also said, all power, said this in Matthew 28, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Jesus is all-powerful. He is omnipotent, just as the Father and God, remember, they are one. And this name, the Mighty God, that was given to Jesus is very significant because it's foundational to the very core of Christianity, of what we believe. We must believe that Jesus was God and man at the same time. And again, I can't explain all of that to you, but we must believe it by faith. To believe otherwise is heresy. So we see that Jesus is the Mighty God. All things were made by him. He created the heavens and the earth and everything in them. He created us, mankind. Remember in Genesis, the words that God spoke concerning the creation of man, he said, let us make man in our own image. That word us is plural. God didn't say, let me make man, or I will make man. No, he said, let us make man in our own image. So very clearly, Jesus created man. He and God are one, and he is omnipotent, or all-powerful. And praise God for such a Savior as that. Jesus is our Savior. Isn't that amazing? That our Creator would lay down his life and die for us, that we might have eternal life. The songwriter said it well when he said, and can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love. And it is amazing love. Folks, what a beautiful, beautiful truth. And we are able to celebrate that amazing love in the coming of Christ as a baby to this earth to live, grow up, and live among men here in this life, and then lay down his life for us that we might live. Praise God for the coming of Christ. Folks, we should be singing hallelujah. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Let us worship him. May God bless your day.